Farmers having to learn how to deal with drought. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Texas ranchers Gary and Sue Price began noticing disruptive changes in the weather about 10 years ago, with dry periods getting drier and hot periods getting hotter. Here's Dave Simmerall of the Western Regional Climate Center.
Unfortunately, it looks like some of the wet weather is going to miss most of the severe drought areas in the southwestern U.S. as well as in the southern plains. So we're not going to see much in the way of relief in those areas. We could possibly see some expansion of drought in those areas.
The Prices have begun making management decisions that will help their ranch adapt. And like the Prices, farmers and ranchers throughout the United States are looking for adaptation strategies as changes in weather make it more challenging to produce crops and livestock. There's a new book called Cultivating Climate Resilience on Farms and Ranches, which provides producers with an overview of strategies to manage the climate risk that their operations face. As an example, the Prices responded to hotter, drier conditions in Texas by adopting planned grazing to restore degraded soils and native tailgrass prairies, reducing herd size, leasing more land, and experimenting with mixed cover crops. This approach reflects a key aspect of climate risk management as outlined in Cultivating Climate Resilience on Farms and Ranches. You can get a free copy of this publication by calling 301-779-1007. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.